This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. I-70 is partially reopened in Glenwood Canyon, with eastbound lanes now cleared. But the large mudslide that shut down the roadway is still causing water problems for nearby residents. Here's CPR's Paolo Chalceda.
People in Glenwood Springs are prohibited from using water to irrigate lawns, wash cars, or do other outdoor activities. The slide was caused by heavy rains over the Grizzly Creek Fire's burn scar. Town officials say heavy debris has clogged their water intake system, so public tanks aren't filling up to normal levels. The restrictions run through Wednesday morning, but they may be extended if additional rainfall causes more blockage. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
And Interstate 70 remains closed westbound at Dotsero due to Sunday's mudslide. CDOT hopes to reopen westbound lanes sometime tonight. Colorado sports betting increased in May, but the state's tax revenue from those wagers fell. CPR's Corey Jones explains.
Let's start with the numbers. Sports bettors wagered nearly $250 million in May. That number rose from the month before, but the state collected $635,000 in tax revenue, down from April by nearly $500,000. That's because Colorado only taxes profits made by casinos and sportsbooks. So if the house wins, the state wins. One thing that didn't change last month, 99% of sports bets were made online. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Colorado Rockies shortstop Trevor Story will take part in this year's All-Star Home Run Derby in Denver. Story will be the first Rockies player to hit the annual showcase since Charlie Blackmon did it in 2017. The Home Run Derby and Major League Baseball's All-Star Game are both in Denver this year. The Derby is set for July 12th. Coming up, the last installment in CPR's investigative series on the third wave of COVID-19 in Colorado. We'll learn how state health leaders put their faith in a startup testing company to protect nursing home residents.
He kind of jokingly said, yep, curative's going to cure all, and it didn't cure anything.
It made it worse, yeah.
That story in about 15 minutes. Right now in Craig, it's 77 degrees. In Denver, 72.